known statement in the Gemara Nevi'ah, Yana Diyoma. And Daf Yudal and Abad Aleph. Vayosar Hamelech es Tabato, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, Gedola Hasaras Tabas, Yoser Me'arba'im Ushmona Nevi'im V'sheva Nevi'os Shenisnabdu Lehem Yisrael. Shekulan, all of these Nevi'im and Nevi'os that were sent from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Machzir Kol Yisrael B'tshuva, Kulan Lo Hechzirum L'Mutav, Ve'ilu Hasaras Tabas, Hechziran L'Mutav. That when Kol Yisrael felt that they were in danger of annihilation, that's when they felt their backs against the wall, that was much more powerful than Nevu'ah of Yeshayahu, of Yechezkel, of Yirmiyahu, all the Nevi'im and the Nevi'os combined. Sometimes there's a statement in one of the Rishonim which sends shivers up one spine. There is such a statement in the Drasha Taran, in the Drasha Shishis. The Drasha Shishis is talking about the Inyan of Tshuva, in the most of the Rav Kook edition, on Daf Reish Kaf Gimel, he speaks about Ulefamim Mischadshim Mikrim Berichuk Makom Ubiim Harachokim. That sometimes there are occurrences, there are natural occurrences in the Iim Harachokim. If one simply has, we live from day to day, but there's been a winter. If one looks over the last 2 months of the winter, there is no E which is more Rachok from us than Australia. And there was a terrible, terrible flood in Australia. And then there was an earthquake in New Zealand. And then, what's hopefully still in our mind, because it's still relatively fresh, is what's the combination of the earthquake and the tsunami, leaving aside the strange coincidence in brackets of the nuclear radioactivity Dafka in Japan, that lefamim mischadshi mikrim berichuk makom ubiim harachokim. So clearly, just before I continue reading the lashon of the Ran, clearly one's reaction as a Jew should be one of tremendous sympathy, one of tremendous feeling of suffering for the human tragedy, for those who lost their lives, for those who were injured, those who lost their families, those who lost their livelihood, homes, v'chulei, that a person should his heart should go out to those individuals, even if one doesn't necessarily know them. However, there's another aspect as well, and that's what's brought over here by Drasha Saran, is Kadesh Yisoru Yisrael B'tshuva V'yir'u V'yifachadu Pen Yagia Aleihem HaPuranut. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to send us wake-up calls, that we tend to live a world of Olam K'minhago Noheg, that everything sort of follows. We can make plans for the future, that there are all sorts of physical phenomena that we can build upon. There, you know, when I was in America, in Boston, so I opened the radio. At 10 o'clock tonight, the clouds will scatter. At 11:30, there'll be a little drizzle. At 12:15, you know, where someone will sneeze. In other words, it simply felt as though everything is all mapped out for the individual. It's mapped out that Japan is one of the 10 most largest economic centers in the world. All of this is a fact. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within a minute, can simply take a fact and turn it upside down and points out that this is all a cover. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. And over here the Ran quotes a Gemara in Yevamos. He just adds in the Iyim HaRachokim, but the rest of it is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf. Unfortunately, I'm aware of the Gemara because last time I quoted it was the tsunami in Indonesia. Wasn't all that long ago. Amar Rav Elazar, Ein Puranis Bo La Olam Ela Bishvil Yisrael, Shenemar Hichrati Goyim Noshamu Pinosam, Hechrafti chatzkutz osehem. Pasuk in Tzfanya in Perek Gimel. Next pasuk, Amarti ach tiru osi, tikhu musar. Namely, that don't think that I'm bringing this on these far Samachim Amar Aleph. But the Gemara simply quotes a pasuk in Tzfanya. Who learned Tzfanya? So we need the Gemara to tell us that there's a pasuk in Tzfanya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending messages via whatever happens in this world, Tikhu Musar. And then the Ran continues with the other side of the coin, Ukisha'inam Misyasrim, the Ro'as Ha'acherim, if a person can't wake up when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a calamity on others, then unfortunately HaPra'anut Holech Holoch V'Nasoa, Vayelech Holoch V'Karev. So it'll move from Indonesia to Australia, from Australia to New Zealand, from New Zealand to Tokyo. What are we waiting for? You know, where it has to come closer. V'ein safek ki mi sheroe kol elu hatra'ot asher hin be'emet hatra'ot Hashem yitbarach v'odenu machzik bedarko asher dorach va hu ki mi sheover aver v'kibel av hasra hitirat molamisa. Namely, the whole concept of a hasra is to inform the person to look at himself, to look at what he's about to do, to think twice before he does something, at least there be consequences. A hasra doesn't have to be that two eidim will come to us and say to us we're mevatel Torah. Two eidim will come to us and say that we have kasronos in our ben adam l'chaveru, we have kasronos in our ben adam l'makom, we have all sorts of kasronos in our mun. It only two eidim to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the hasra via pamim mischad shemikrim berichut makom ubiyim harachokim kedesh yisoru yisrael betshuva. Again, this is not to take anything away from the pain and sympathy that one should feel for the human tragedy, but what it does mean is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has us in mind as well when he brings these tragedies, and that's what the Navi Tzfanya points out. And if Navi Tzfanya wasn't enough, so the Gemara then requotes it, and if the Gemara is not enough, so the Ran has to say it to Rachel Bitzchak Tana. Okay. We shall only hear Besaras Tovus.
Amen.
So, let's begin. On Daf Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. We left off in Medias, or we're beginning in Medias Res. Namely, we're beginning where we left off, which is usually the situation, in the Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon in interpreting the din of Chametz Shalav HaPesach. And the different understandings of the Shita of Rav Yehuda between Rava and Rav Achar Be'Yaakov. So the Gemara points out that in terms of the two understandings of the din of Chametz Shalav HaPesach, are we dealing over here with a din d'oraisa, or are we dealing over here with a din d'rabanan? Bishlama l'Rava hainu d'katani shal Yisrael asur. In the Mishnah, it points out that the Chametz of Yisrael is asur, and the Mishnah gives the proof text. Mishum shenemar lo yeroeh. No, according to Rava, this is exactly the reason for the knas. Either, like we saw according to Rashi, that people were over on Bayiro Bayimatse, or we saw according to other whole group of Rishonim, the Ramban, that people were roi to be over on Bayiro Bayimatse, or according to the Rambam, there's some combination. So over here, the proof text explains the Mishnah. Elo Rav Achar Bayakov. What does this have to do with Bayiro? According to Rav Achar Bayakov, the Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda. Chametz Shalav HaPesach is not a knas, it's an Isur Doraisa. It should have said, Mishum lo yeyocho chametz mi boile. It should have brought the pasuk. We have three psukim that deal with the Isur of eating, one from before Pesach, one for on Pesach, one for after Pesach. That's what should have been brought in the Mishnah. Sigmara says, Mi sabris as seifa koit. Why is the pasuk is relating to the seifa, namely the Isur of Chametz Shalav HaPesach, Isur of Chametz Shalvav Pesach of Yisrael, a reshikoi. It goes to the heter of eating the chametz of a goy, Shalvav Pesach. Halika Amar, chametz shal nach Shalvav Pesach mutar bahana mishum shenemar, with the stress on the word lecha, leirel lecha, shalcha yataroa balto roa, shalacherim vishal gavoa. There's no reason over here to make a knas. There's no bal yiroa bal yimotze. So the Mishnah can be interpreted according to Rabbi Shimon with the the Mishnah can be interpreted even according to Rav Yehuda, but the heter by the chametz of a goy is because Rav Yehuda agrees that that which l'cha, which was said by Bayira, applies also to the din of achila. And then it points out that this machlokes between Rava and Rav Achar bar Yaakov is brought in a brisa, it's brought in a memra, the itmar, ha'ochel so'or shel nochri sha'avar Rava Pesach, l'divre Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Yehuda, on Chamesh Rava Pesach we have an Iser d'oraisa, Rava Amar Loke. This is part of the Iser d'oraisa with Malkos. Rav Achar bar Yaakov Amar Eino Loke, because we have over here an exception that we compare the din of chametz in terms of bayiroa to the din of chametz in terms of iser achila, and just as there is no bayiroa in chametz ben nachri, there's also no, according to Rashi, there's also no iser achila. According to Tosfos, there's no iser hanoah. Rav Amar Loke lo yalef Rav Yehuda sor d'achila misor d'riya. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar eno Loke yalef sor d'achila misor d'riya. Okay, this is the Gemara. It's pretty straightforward. The only issue over here is that Tosfos brings a raya from this Gemara. If you recall, Tosfos your maskil b'dinhu, the Taf Tosfos pointed out that even though according to Rashi, Rashi learned the Gemara literally, that the chametz of a goy on Pesach is muter v'achila to a Jew on Pesach. Tosos felt that that was pushing the envelope too far, even though that's the literal interpretation of the Gemara, and therefore Tosos reinterpreted the Gemara that Tox Mano, the Iser d'oraisa, remains on achila. Achila vaday is Aser d'oraisa. The only heter is a heter of hanoah. That's as far as it goes. But there's no heter of achila. So l'chora, if really Rava and Rav Achar bar Yaakov have such an extreme machlokas, even on Pesach itself, can one eat the chametz of a goy? Why over here would this memra say ha'ochel sor shel nachri sha'avar v'pesach? It would be a greater chiddush to tell us ha'ochel sor nachri v'pesach. That's Tosfos asked. That's the first wide line of Tosfos. Va'od delekaman kamar azul atamay depligi b'chametz shava b'pesach lifrugu b'pesach gufei. So it's mashma on Pesach. Everyone agrees that you would get malchus if you would eat the sor of a nachri. That's Tosfos' shita. So lechora, I mean, it's not rocket science to realize that whenever you have a memra, the memra could be stressing the other side as well. Namely, Tosfos understood that this memra is stressing the din of Rav Achar bar Yaakov. The Rav Achar bar Yaakov says that ain oloke when you eat the chametz of a goy after Pesach. So the memra should have stressed the extreme, even if you eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach. But maybe over here, this memra, according to Rashi, this is the way the Tzlach understands, this memra is stressing the din of Rava, that according to Rava, not only are you loke when you eat the chametz of a goy on Pesach, you're even loke when you eat the chametz of a goy after Pesach, according to Rav Yehuda. Namely, that Rav Yehuda has a chiddush according to Rav Achar bar Yaakov, but also has a chiddush according to Rava. Over here, it could very well be that the memra is stressing the latter chiddush rather than the former chiddush. Okay. In any case, what we're interested in is the next section. V'hadar be Rav Achar bar Yaakov me'ahi. That Rav Achar bar Yaakov took a step back from his extreme statement, namely that he is willing to agree that we do not compare achila to bal yiroi in terms of the heter of a goy, be it on the level of achila, be it on the level of hanoah. How do we see hadar bei detanya? We have the following braisa: ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al v'yesh omrim lo mo'al. That we have a braisa that deals with the world of me'ila. We're dealing with chametz shel hekdesh. This is on this level of Hekdesh, we have a din of Me'ila, of being Nehneh from this Hekdesh. And the question is, when you're dealing with eating Chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach, is there Me'ila or is there not Me'ila? What over here is the issue? So we know a little bit about Me'ila. We know that Me'ila is a din. It's a package deal. That when one is nehene b'shogeg from Hekdesh, Then there is Keren, Chomesh, and Asham. And over here, L'chora, that's what one is doing. One is eating the Chametz of Hekdesh, one's being Nehne from Chametz, and L'chora, we're dealing with a case where one is not aware that it's Hekdesh, namely that we're dealing over here with the din of Me'ila, because we're dealing with Shogeg. Why in the world should there not be Me'ila? Why should there not be Me'ila? That's what the Gemara asks. Man Yesh Omrim. Who is the one who holds that there is no Me'ila? Don't we have over here a classic case of being Nehne from Hekdesh B'Shogeg? Shouldn't that bring about the triad of Keren, Chomesh, and Asham? So we have over here in the Gemara, there's one assumption. That one assumption is that this triad is all or nothing. That you're not going to have a Korban Asham unless we're going to have Keren V'Chomesh. And we're not going to have Keren V'Chomesh unless you're being Mafsid Hekdesh, namely that you were Nehene from something of value. And the question over here is, do we have a loss to Hekdesh by your eating this chametz? Had you not eaten this, would there have been any chiyuv, would Hekdesh have had any value had you not eaten it? So over here, the sugi is going to go into various permutations of why perhaps there would not be a value to this chametz. Simply, you know, just tossing things off the top of one's head, so one can ask the question, we're dealing with chametz on Pesach. Does chametz have value on Pesach? Is chametz muter ba'achila and hana? And if it's not muter ba'achila v'hana, what value does it have?
Can it have no value to the person, but to have value to that is the
question of, do we have a concept of dover hagorim lamamon? Can we deal with something which may not have value in and of itself, but it would cause Hekdesh a loss, because had it not been eaten, then after Pesach, Hekdesh could have done something with it. And then we have an issue, well, even if it is muter bahanah on Pesach, like we have such a shita of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, is one poda for a hanah? Is one allowed to be poda in order to feed something to a goy? Is one allowed to be poda in order to feed something to an animal? Or we can even have a question, is one allowed to be poda in order to have a hanoas haguf as opposed to achila? So these are all of the permutations. This is where all the amoroim over here are going. You have Rav Yosef and Rav Achar bar Rava and Rav Achar bar Yaakov and Rav Ashi and v'chule v'chule. That they're all going to find a kink in the. In other words, that the machlokas over here will be on one of the factors that we just mentioned, either on the status of chametz on Pesach, on the status of chametz after Pesach, on the principle of davar gama mamon, does it apply, does it not apply, on the question of p'diya l'hachim l'klavim, is that a proper p'diya or not a proper p'diya, is there a concept of being poda not to eat, but simply to be nehne, l'hasik tachas tapshilo? Are all of these valid or not? And those would be the machlokas. However, the first amora over here, Rav Yochanan, he brings in a totally external factor. Namely, that according to all of the rules of the game, within the world of chametz and me'ila, we should have me'ila. What would that mean? So Rashi over here points out that we would be assuming that chametz after Pesach would be mutter, like Rav Shimon, and that davar hagram lamamon kamamon dami, that since the chametz after Pesach would be mutar, not only midoraisa, but even midrabanan, because Rabbi Shimon's knas only applies in issues of bayirah bayimatzeh. In Hekdesh, that's shel gavoa. There's no bayirah bayimatzeh. If there's no bayirah bayimatzeh, there's no knas after Pesach. So we're dealing with a situation where this chametz of Hekdesh after Pesach would have value both for achila and for hanah, that Hekdesh could be poda it for someone to eat. In other words, that this would be valuable to Hekdesh after Pesach, and then this person goes ahead and eats it, he takes away its value that would have been after Pesach. That is the reason to say mo'al. Namely, we have all the green lights. We have all the green lights, and everyone agrees with all these green lights. Even the Yesh Omrim agree with all the principles in terms of the world of chametz and all the principles in terms of the world of me'ila, namely that we have over here chametz that's going to have value after Pesach. Davar hagama mamon kamamon dame. This is enough in order to be mechayev keren chomesh va'asham. But we have a totally external factor of Rav Nechumya ben Hakana, namely that since we're dealing over here with a person eating chametz on Pesach, and the onesh for a person eating chametz is kares. This kares, excuse me. This individual is chayev kares, and that would remove any possibility of his paying keren v'chomesh, namely that there would be no onesh mamon on this individual when he has hanging over his head a chiyuv of kares. What? Well, that will come to in a minute within Rashi.
Is there a svara for that?
We'll come to that in a minute as well. Just to say what the Gemara is saying. Man Yeshom Rimam Rav Yochanan Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. The Tanya Rav Nechunya ben Hakana Haya Oses Yom HaKippurim Keshabos L'Tashlumin. Ma Shabos Mischayev Benafsho Upatur Min HaTashlumin Af Yom HaKippurim Mischayev Benafsho Upatur Mi Tashlumin. Name Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is working off of a Din Doraisa. That's what Rashi points out. We have a Din Doraisa. We have a Pasuk in Chumash in Parashas Mishpatim that when we have a fight between two individuals and one of them is Nogef, an Isha Hara who happens to be in the area, no one would assume over here that this would be done the Kavana, Chas V'Shalom. So we have Iminotsu Anashim V'Nogfu Isha Hara V'Yatsu Yilada, and because of that she miscarried. So the Torah says V'lo Yeh Ason, if she lives through this trauma, then anosh yanesh. Then there is going to be a chiyuv mamoni on this individual in terms of the damage that he caused the family unit. Kasher yashisa lebal ha'isha benasan ba'plilim. However, im yiye ason, the diuk is, then we would not say anosh ye anesh. Namely, that if the woman is killed, and then we have on this individual a din misa, kom le midiraba mine. That's a black and white Mishnah in Ksuvos.
Afterwards, could you address why Rashi brought in a pasuk in Bereishit?
Certainly, because we have to get to Kares. Now, we have to start off with the din of coming with the Rabbi Minei. So we have in the Gemara in Ksuvos, Andaf, Lamed Vav Amadeis. We have a din over there of the Knas of Ones Umafate, and the Gemara says that there's a whole list of women She'elu Ein Lehem Knas Habo Albito, Albas Bito, Albas Beno, Bas Ishto, Bas Beno, Bas Bita Ein Lehem Knas. Why? Neshem is Chayiv Benafsho, that this act of Bia is a Chiyuv Misa. We're dealing with a world of Misa Bidei Shamayim, and Kol HaMischayiv Benafsho Ein Mishalem Mamon Shenemar im lo ye ason anosh yanesh, with the understanding im ye ason there'd be no onesh. The Gemara over there on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph points out this is parallel to the din of Ein Adam, you know, that we don't have Misa and Malkos, we don't have Misa and Mamon. We don't have Misa and Malkos. That we have a din of Kedei Rish Asa Mishim Rusha Achas Atam Machayevo. We have a parallel principle that when there is Misa, there is no Malkos. Here we have a principle that when there is Misa, there is no Mamon. Okay, that would be considered some form of double jeopardy, and we're not going to give two punishments. We give the more severe punishment. We don't give the less severe punishment. Be the less severe punishment Malkos, that we learn out from the din of Kedei Rishaso, or be the less severe punishment Mamon, that we learn out from the world of Imgo Ye Ason. Why
that's
we need the two
Pesukim? That's a limud.
It's a Gzeres HaKosev. Whether the Svara behind the Gzeres HaKosev will come to. What's the nature, if you want to, of the Gzeres HaKosev? That we'll talk about. Again, we talked about the Ofi, the nature of the Gzeres HaKosev. What the Gzeres HaKosev is telling us about the relationship between Mamon and Misa. That we'll see in a minute. That's stage one, with the din of kama midrabim. That's where Rashi begins. That we're comparing this case to hidliko v'shabbos. If you're a madlik a goddess on Shabbos, who mischayev benafsho for the malacha of havara on Shabbos, and someone's potter to pay for the goddess. And once we're mechayev benafsho, misas beisdin pshitel under potter milshan kidechsiv lo yeh asona noshi anesh. Ha'im ason yihyeh lo yanesh. That's the Mishnah over here in Ksuvos and Aflam Edbav and Edbeis. The Chiddush on the Chunya Menachana is to move this from the world of Misas Bezdin to the world of Kares. On Shabbos we have Misas Bezdin, Skila. On Yom Kippur, one is Chayev Kares. So Af Yom HaKippurim Shemisasa Bidei Shamayim Shenichrasim Chayev Ubanov. The Chiddush on the Chunya Menachana is this also comes under the Pasuk of Lo Yeh Ason. Hi, how? Because this is Misa B'dei Shamayim is also an Ason. Shenemar v'karahu Ason. That he would be killed min ha-shamayim. That, and over here, this, you know, it's this Kares, the Karahu Ason, this would have the same principle that when we have a Chi of Kares, there is no Mamam. Hilkoch Patar Milo Shalim. Hachi Parshinan Lei Be'elu Naros. The Drasha of Nechunyi Menachana is brought a bit earlier in Daf Lamed Gimel, over there in Elu Narus. That's where all the dinim of Komed Rabbinei are brought. Okay, period. Okay. Now Rashi comes to an issue of fitting this into our sugya. That Rav Nechunya ben Akana says that when we have kares, then there is no chiyuv mamam. So therefore, since this person is eating chametz, he's chayiv kares, there should be no chiyuv mamam, he shouldn't pay kerem. Once doesn't pay keren, there's no chomesh. Once there's no keren and chomesh, there is no asham. That's the yesh omrim, ein bahem din me'ilah. But the problem is that the whole din of me'ilah is b'shogeg, and there is no din of kares b'shogeg. So Rashi points out, v'yesh to'im, da-da-dum, I'm sorry, yesh to'im de'kashiluhu, ki patar av nechunya b'mezid patar de'bar karesu, v'hocha b'shogeg askinon, ketani ma'al, v'shogeg lav bar karesu. So how does this get us out of the payment of the keren? V'ta'u suzeh, says Rashi, that they're misunderstanding the Gemara. The gabe chametz, which is where you get kares, that's mezidhu. The gabe hektesh, which brings in the me'ilah, that's shogeghu. The lo yada shu hektesh. And Rashi gives the nukimta. Rashi gives the nukimta. We're dealing with the person eating chametz b'mezid, being unaware that this chametz belongs to hektesh. There we have this world of the past potential of me'ilah. Yeshomim, there is me'ilah, because this chametz is shave kesef, davar gav mamamon kamamon dame. And yeshomim she'ein me'ilah, because of Ram Dechunya ben Hakana, that moment we have kares, we have no chiyuv mama. Okay? Anyone have any questions on Rashi? Rashi appears to be very, very straightforward. The problem is that Tosfos brings up another halacha, which Rashi can't, has no possibility of ignoring. Tosfos says, Rav Nechunya hi, va'af al gav dehocha b'shogeg airi, k'rikatani mo'al v'lo mo'al. And Tosfos doesn't give Rashi zukimta. Tosfos assumes that shogeg means he's shogeg all around. He thinks that this is kinoa, is that what it's called? Kinoa? He thinks, what?
Kinoa.
He thinks this is kinoa. And that he goes ahead and eats it. He's a Sfaradi. He's not into kila, into kidneys. He goes ahead and eats it. And then it turns out it was chametz. It was pure chametz. He ate pure chametz. So the eating was b'shogeg and the me'ilah was b'shogeg. It was a double whammy. It was not only chametz. It was chametz and hektesh. And here, in other words, that's the case. So over here, how does Rav Nechunya ben Akana apply? Avagav de shogeg airi, and in shogeg l'chor there's no kares. Ketani mo'av lo ma'al. Mikom akom kaimalon kechiske. Everyone knows that there is a tana de bechiskia. De amar chiyeve miso shogegim peturim min ha'tashlumen. That Rav Nechunya, that tana de bechiskia extends the din of coming with Rabbinei not only to a case where mamash, the chiyev misa, is on the table, but even if the chiyev misa is not on the table for technical reasons, like for example, the individual was shogeg, or it could be he was mazed without a hasra'ah, or it could be bisman hazeh, where even if he was mazed in hasra'ah, there's no possibility of giving him misa. Tana de Bechiskia says this is included in the din of kamlei midrabamine. This is, and no one disagrees with Tana de Bechiskia. That's what the Gemara over here says. Mi ikal Gemara Lamed Hey, the Tosfos quotes Mi ikal amando amar chiyuv emisa shogegin chayovim. Does anyone hold its chayav? Hatana de bechizkia. We have a hekesh. Make adam umake behema. Ma make behema lo chilakto bo ben shogeg lo meizid miskaven ein miskaven derech yirida derech aliyah lepotro mamon elo lachayev o mamon af make adam lo tachlok ben shogeg ben meizid ben miskaven ein miskaven derech yirida derech aliyah lechayev o mamon elo lepotro mamon. That the din of coming to rabbanei, the ptur of mamon, when you have a chiyuv misa, is under all circumstances, even if the chiyuv misa is never going to be given by the bezdin. And so over here, Lechora, this is, you know, and comes along Rav Nechunya ben Akona, and he says that asu haya oses yom kippurim kishabbos l'tashlume. Whatever applies to the world of Kama Midrabinei applies to the world of Kares. If in Kama Midrabinei we have a din of chiyuv misos shogegin patur min atashlume, and that's Tana de Bechizkia, hu hadin the chiyuv Kares shogegin paturin min atashlume. Namely, that Rashi's kasha is a klutz kasha. What was Rashi bothered by, the fact that this is shogeg? Why do you have to step in ukimta that he ate the chametz and made it to get in kares? Let's, you know, we have tana de bechizkia. That's what Tosa says. And the Gemara over there uses the phrase, mi'ika laman do'amar. Does anyone disagree with tana de bechizkia? No one disagrees with tana de bechizkia. This is a given. That part of the world of chametz rabinei is that it applies not only b'meizah, but also b'shogeg. So over here also says Tosas Hu Adin, Bekaris of Nechunya ben Hakana. That's the problem with Rashi. What do we do with what Tosas takes for granted? And Tosas has such derech eretz for Rashi, he doesn't even say that Rashi over here, you know, where it says Kishgagash Yotze mi pi ashalet, that the Rashi over here just missed the boat. You know, where it's by setting up a nukimta and we have a halacha that everyone agrees to. So I'm aware of at least I sent you to Marmakamos, the three different ways of understanding Rashi, each of which would open a certain door for us in terms of the world of Kamei Midravminei. Okay, so where do we begin? Let's try and deal with this like a priori, a pisvara. Let's just try and build the picture. Now again, what I'm saying, I'm not saying this originally. Even if I would have thought this originally, it's already been said by the Achronim and by the Rishonim, etc. But let's pretend that we're starting from tabula rasa. We have a din of kamalei midrabamine. What does that mean? I'm not asking over here for a svara. I'm asking over here for a hagdara hilchatit, for a halachic definition. What does it mean to say that when there is a chiyuv of misa, that there is no chiyuv of mamam? That's the din of kamei midrabamine. What are the options over here as to what that could mean in a halachic framework?
Say either that once there's one chiyuv, then there's no other chiyuv, or that there is a chiyuv, but it's kinyan.
Okay, let's just say it maybe a little differently, because the Rishonim speak about it a little differently with the Nachmina that they Lechora all agree to. The question is, do we say that Kamei Midrabamine means that there is no Chiyuv Mamon at all on the table? Somehow this Chiyuv Mamon was wiped out by the Chiyuv Misa. Or do we say, and we have to explain what does that mean, or do we say no, that simply we have over here a technical problem? The chiyuv mamon is certainly there. The Torah says that a person who burns down a gadish is chayev as a mazik. But Bezdin can't enforce this chiyuv mamon that we have over here. A problem with in enforcement, not a problem in terms of what is theoretically the construct. This the way I'm setting out now, this is a machokes Rishonim that hopefully you saw in the Ktsos. This is a machokes between Rashi and the Maharshal. Rashi is in Baba Metzia on Daf Sadi Aleph Amid Aleph in Perak HaSocher HaSapoalim. Over there, The Gemara brings in a case of kamle midrabamine, namely that a person hires his mother as a prostitute, and he wants to hire her with a behema. That's a maisa behema. He wants to hire her with a behema that we'll call an esnan. And the question is that if the person, in other words, goes through with this act, is this behema permitted to be brought on the mizbeach? That we have a principle of esnan osra Torah, that the Torah says that mechir kelev and esnan is not allowed to be brought as a korban. But over here, this person is chayav misa for being baal his mother. And kamei midrabamine, when there's a chayav misa, there's no longer a chayav mamon. If there's no longer a chayav mamon, then he's really not chayav to her, this particular animal. So does this animal have a status of an esnan? So the Gemara says, but in a number of places, both in Bava Kamma and over here in Bava Metzia, esnan osra Torah afilu ba'al imo. So Rashi wants to explain why. Why are you chayav? Why is this an esnan? So of course, if there's no chayav mamon, there's kamei b'midrabamine. So Rashi explains that the afilu b'makom misa name ramu tashlume alei. That really there is a chiyuv mamon somewhere up there in this ideal world. Elashen koach la'onsho b'shtayim. Bezdin can't give this, can't enforce this chiyuv mamon. Elashen koach la'onsho b'shtayim. Avi yedei shamayim lo yotza ad sheyishalem. Vaday there is such a chiyuv. The ego rami tashlumin alei ki yava niyale mihavi es namatana bi'alma yahiv lei. Namely, that we have over here a chiyuv latzeis bidei shamayim in every case of kamei midrabamine according to Rashi. Where does this chiyuv latzeis bidei shamayim come from? That the chiyuv is there. It's just kamei midrabamine is a din and enforcement. Another nafkamina says Rashi, inami itafis lo mafkinan minei. That were in the world of kamei midrabamine, the injured party be tofes the mamon, then lo mafkinan. Why? Because there really is a chiyuv. Kach shamati mipi mori hazaken. V'yesh dugmaso babakama, v'shamafurash yoser, hevili mori rai al kach. Namely, that the pashas of the sugi over here in Baba Metzia and in babakama seems to imply that if esnan osra Torah, afilu ba'alima, it has a shame esnan, even if you're kamei midrabamine. Even if you're chayav misa, how can it have a shem esnan? Kanir eh, that the chiyuv mamon is there, it's just not enforceable. However, the Maharshal disagrees. The Maharshal holds that there is no din of tfisa. There is no din of tfisa in the world of kama midrabamine. And the Ktsos brings a very powerful raya for the Maharshal. The Maharshal is in the Yamshel Shlomo, in Baba Kamma, in the sixth Perek, Perek Vav, Siman Vav, that we have a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that that a Baba Machteret stole the sheep of Rava, and when he wanted to return them, the Rava said, they're yours, I can't take them. Why? Because you were a Baba Machteret. You put yourself in a situation of a Chiyuv Misa. Had I caught you at that moment, you would have been chayav misa. The moment you would have been chayav misa, so you're a bar ketala. So then, kamei midrabamine, you're pater from mamon. This person had given the sheep to Rava. Why did Rava return them? Tfisa works. So Marashal, you see Marashal, there's no chayav mamon. What does it mean to say there's no chayav mamon? What happened to the chayav mamon of the Torah? The Torah says a ganav is chayav. The Torah says that a person who promises wages is chayiv to pay wages. What happened to the chiyuv mamon according to the world of the Maharshal? What happened to it? Where did it disappear? What do you say? What svara could you give? To explain Rashi, that's not too hard. You could say that when Bezdin that meets over dine nefashos doesn't meet over dine mamonos. You know, it's that if you're Bezdin of Nefashos, that's a Bezdin of 23. Bezdin of Mamonos is 3. The Bezdin of Nefashos doesn't deal with Mamonos. It's not, you know, it's not in the picture. It's simply, it's pitchifkis. It's like asking for you have $1 million and you know, and something costs 20 cents. You're not going to pay for it with $1 million and get change. In other words, there's no. It's simply two different realms, mamonos, and it's a problem that Beis Din is not dealing with the union of mamonos, it's dealing with nefashos. But what does it mean to say that the chiyuv disappears? Yes.
Can I just like ask a question on the previous?
Sure.
But if it's an issue of this Beis Din only deals with these issues and not these issues.
Now, I didn't mean this Beis Din only. Is that when the dinei nefashos are on the table? We don't deal with mamonos. It's not in the picture. It's just
ludicrous.
Okay, ludicrous. Whatever you want. In other words, that there is so much more at stake that we're not going to deal with pitchifkis.
With respect to the person, assuming there's a substantial loss, right?
Becholzo klapi the nefashos is pitchifkis. In other words, if you're going to hang Albert Einstein, if you're going to hang Eichmann, then you're not going to ask him also. Oh, by the way, you know where it's. You know that you owe all these Jews railroad tickets or whatever, and that's not shayach. We're dealing with nefashos. Nefashos is so totally beyond. So the Beis Din doesn't deal with the world of mamonos. But to say that there's no chiyuv mamon, what does that mean? So here I forgot to bring it up. There is a Ramban in the beginning of Makos that the Ramban over there points out that the din of coming with Rabbanei applies also to kasher zama. Namely, let's say the two Edim come and say that Reuven is Chayav Misa and Chayav Mamon, that he stole something on Shabbos and he carried it and he stole it on Shabbos. Chayav Misa and he's Chayav Mamon. So, and these two Edim are found to be Edim Zomamim. So we have a din of Kasher Zomam Kenya Yosalo. So we're going to kill them. What about the Mamonos? But that's not Kasher Zomam. The Kasher Zamam, they want it to be Mechayev Misa and Mamon. And we're only going to give them Misa. That's not Kasher Zamam. So the Ramban says, no, it is Kasher Zamam. That when they get the Misa, the Mamon is included. Just like we would say, as you would understand, that when you get Misa, Malkos is included. If Malkos is a partial Ketala, right? And when you get a full Ketala, so that includes the partial Ketala. Hu hadin, when you lose everything, you've lost everything. Namely, that when we kill you, you've lost all your mamon. In other words, so a chiyuv misa includes the chiyuv mamon. In other words, that we're taking from him everything. By taking his life, we're taking also his mamon. We're taking everything from him. That there's nothing, he's left with nothing. That the chiyuv mamon is included in the chiyuv misa. That's the way the Ramban understands. So there really is a kasher zamam. He wanted to be machayev misa and mamon. And so we're going to be mamis him in a manner. He won't have mamon. That's the we're going to have a full kasher zama. So that's the way. There's Rav Elchanan in Ksuvus, I think it's Siman Sadi Gimel in the Kovet Shiurim. That's the way he wants to explain the Maharshal. That it's not as though we don't have a chi of mamon, but it's ki'ilu, you're paying the mamon with the misa. You're giving everything you have, your entire life, everything you have. That's the machlokas between the Maharshal and Rashi. We
Rashi
point
would say the estate would even have to pay if the estate wants to be.
If it wants to be yotzei de shemayim, or someone could be tofes from the estate. Yes. Then we move over to Tana de Bechizki. We pointed out that every kamei midrabamine extends even in chiyuve misos shogegim. There's also a p'tur from mama. So here we find something very, very unusual. And that is that the same Maharshal who says that there is no din of tfisa by Kamlei Bimidurabimineh says that in Tana de Bechiskia there is a din of tfisa. Tana de namely that the Maharshal says that Tana de Bechiskia. That he'll understand as a din in Beis Din. The Kamei Midrabamineh, there he says that's a din in the essence. That's as though you already paid. The moment that they put you to death, it's as though you paid. But if you're not going to put you to death, just that you have this chiyuv misa on your head, but we're not going to give it to you for whatever technical reason, because you were a shogeg, there wasn't tahasra, bisman hazeh, etc. The Tana de Bechizkia, that's a din in Beis Din. And there, really, there is a din of tfisa. There is a chiyuv mamon, and there is a din of tfisa. Namely, that even though we have a machlokes between Rashi and the Maharshal, how do we understand Kami Bidrabaminei? Are we totally over? Are we totally being mafkia the din mamon, or are we saying that we have a technical problem that Bezdin can't enforce it? When it comes to Tana de Bechiskia, even the Maharshal agrees. That's as pointed out in the Ksos. Okay, that's what the Maharshal himself says. What's the Sfara? Why distinguish? Why distinguish between Tana de Bechiskia and Kami Bidrabaminei? What over here is the Sfara behind the Maharshal? Rashi is consistent. Kami Bidrabaminei is a din in Bezdin. Tana de Bechiski is a din in Bezdin. In both of them we have a Chiyuv Lasis de Shamayim. In both of them we have a din of Tfisa. The Maharshal says no. Kami Bidrabaminei, that's there we say there's no Chiyuv Mamon. But Tana de Bechiski, there is a Chiyuv Mamon, but we can't give it. No, the Sfara is built in. What's the Sfara over here?
Didn't have to make payments.
Nachon, the whole din of the Maharshal is built on the Ramban's Svara that when you're killed, then there is no Chiyuv Mamon. But if you're not killed, simply there is this death, you did a Maisa, which is Machayev Misa, but you're not being killed, so why in the world shouldn't there be a Chiyuv Mamon? So why don't you pay? Because Beis Din can't enforce it. Namely, that if you were coming with your Rabbin like Rashi, that's a din and Beis Din's enforcing, so we extend it to the world of Shogeg. If you learn Kamei D'Rabbanan like the Maharshal, it doesn't lend itself to be moved over into Tana de Bechiskia. We have to say there are Tzvei Din. There are two Din. When we actually give the death sentence, that's the principle that says, though you paid the money. And then there's no Chiyuv Mamon. There's no Tfisa. There's nothing to talk about. Masha Einkein in the world of Shogegin, when we're dealing with Chiyuv Emisos Shogegin, you're not being killed. You're not being killed. So there's no reason why there shouldn't be a Chiyuv Mamon. That's the problem in Beis Din. That's the problem in the enforcement of Beis Din. Okay. Now, how do we use all of this to explain our Rashi? Why does our Rashi say that in the world of Misa, we have a din of Tana de Bechiskia? Chiyuvei Misa Shogegim are Patur Minat Hashlumen. But in the world of Kares, there Rashi doesn't mention Tana de Bechiskia. Rashi has to come on to a Nukimta. Why should that be? No, according to the way we're explaining.
Sharper.
What are we talking about over here? We're talking about Kares. The whole din of Tana de Bechiskia is a din in Beis Din. Does Kares and Beis Din have anything one to do with the other? No. When we're dealing with Chiyuvei Misa B'dinei Adam, Chiyuvei Misa B'dinei Adam, there we can clear a Chakira. In other words, are we dealing over here with a din that when you're Chayav Misa, it's as though you paid the money? Or that are we dealing over here because you're losing everything? Or are we dealing over here with a din in Beis Din? In Kares, we're not talking about a din in Beis Din. So the one way of learning Rashi, and this is the way that Rabbeinu David understands Rashi, is that why didn't Rashi bring in Tana de Bechiskia? Why did he have to count on to Nakimta? Because Tana de Bechiskia applies to Chiyuv Emiso Shogim. It doesn't apply to Kares. The whole din of Tana Bechiskia, both according to Rashi and according to the Maharshal, is a din within Beis Din. That applies to Chiyuv Emiso Shogim. When you're dealing with Misa Bidei Adam, that's a din in Beis Din. So he's saying that when a Beis Din is dealing with Chiyuvei Misa, that Beis Din is not going to deal with Chiyuvei Mama. Mashein Kein, we're dealing with Kares. Kares is not a din in Beis Din. Beis Din is only brought in terms of the Mama. So there's no reason to patter. When we have the actual the giving of the Kares, so he said, then there's no Chiyuv Mama. That's the din of Nechudya Ben Akana. When there's Kares, then there is no Mama. The same way when there is Misa, there is no Mama. Here, we'd learn like the Maharshal. But the moment that we come over to Tana Bechiskia, even the Maharshal agrees with Rashi that that's a din. That's a din within Beis Din, and doesn't apply at all to Kares. That's, again, all we did was simply to explain it, but the
have a riot for...
Just 1 second. Just read the language. This is the way the... He says, "The lometzinan lemeimar de l'rav Nechunya ben Hakana chiyev ekrisa shogigim nami pater dumya de chiyev emisos shogigim lo yitachein that there would be a din of Tana de Bechiskia by Kares." And he ends off, "Hadinu be'emes kein She'ein chiyuv ekrisos shogegin, I'm reading according to the footnote, p'turin kechiyuv emisos shogegin, that the din of Tana de Bechiski doesn't apply to Kares. This, again, is said by Rabbeinu David in our sugya. Once already you see it in Rabbeinu David, and once you understand it, then you can look back in Tzuvos, and we find it over there, that both the Ravid over there and the Ramban over there, they all learn that this is Pshat in the Chumya ben Hakana. Ushma mina, the Rav Chunya ben Hakana, hidlik gedisho shel chavero b'yom kivurim b'shogeg, then b'isuro chayav, v'lo patur ela b'mezid. That, in other words, that the whole din of the Chunya ben Hakana was only said b'mezid, not b'shogeg. That's a quote of the Milchamos from the Ravid. And Hu Adin, the Ramban over there, also says the same thing, that there's no din of Chunya ben Hakana b'shogeg, only b'mezid. Okay? So that's one approach to Rashi, which certainly, I think, makes a lot of sense. What you have to assume is that even though Rashi says that in the world of Chiyuv Miso Shogegim, he views that as a din within Beis Din, he would agree that when it comes to Rav Nachunya ben Hakana, when we're dealing with Kares, and to say that we have a din of the Kares, there's no Mamon, that would be that when there's Kares, that includes the Chiyuv Mamon. And that would only apply to the maze, it wouldn't apply to the shogeg. Yes?
In the room where in Malkos, if Beis Din is the high of Kares, don't they give the person Malkos? I seem to recall.
We have situations where there is a chiyuv Malkos, and that chiyuv Malkos would be a ptur from, once a person gets Malkos, he's potter from Kares. The Malkos would be a kapara for the Kares.
So isn't that part of Beis Din? You're saying that's not really part of Beis Din. Like Misa, you have Beis Din.
The Kares has nothing to do with Beis Din. Beis Din is not Machayev Kares.
But then doing a Malkos isn't show.
Malkos is Malkos.
So that's that's not like a chiyuv from Beis Din. It's more of
The Malkos is the chiyuv b'dayot, not the Kares. Yes. In other words, one of the reasons that in the time of the Beis Yosef they wanted to reinstitute Smicha was in order to give Malkos. What they so bloodthirsty they wanted to give Malkos? They wanted to give Malkos to pater people from Kares. Right? In other words, at that, yes, but that's, working backwards. That, in other words, but the Kares is the Chiyuv Bidei Shamayim.
According to Rashi, even in the din of Mezid, it's a question of Beis Din's Koach to be managed. So why wouldn't this apply even to if Chametz were Mezid? We're saying that.
Because Chametz is not Rashi only says that by Chiyuv Misos Beis Din. Esna Nosra Torah Afilu Ba'alima. We're dealing with Chiyuv Misos Beis Din. Chenek over there. We're dealing over here with Kares. Kares, now we point out the whole svara is that, in other words, that within Beis Din we speak about the fact, that Rashi could speak about the fact that within, when we're dealing within the world of Chiyuv Misos Beis Din, so a Beis Din which is Mechayev Misa is not going to be Mechayev Mamon. But Beis Din is not Mechayev Kares. Kadosh Baruch is Mechayev Kares.
So why is there no Me'ilah here, even though there's Achilas Chanz Mezid, so that's a Chiyuv Kares, but that's not Achilas Beis Din, so I can't Beis Din in Mechayev here, Mamon Hakdish.
That the moment that we have a person who is over an Iser of Kares B'Mezid, so then we're assuming that Chiyuv Kares is the Kiyum of the Mamon. No. That's why there's no, it's as though there's no Karen in the speaker.
They're not doing it and it's not happening yet.
It happens all by Shemayim. That's a question of Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this person is Chayev Kares. The moment that he is Chayev Kares, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu also includes the Chiyuv Mamon in the Kares. Yes?
I learned this morning the Siyuf Mekret.
No,
Mekret. In Trumas.
Yes?
Okay, Mishnah Aleph. Ha'ochel Truma v'mezi, v'shalom et ha'ker, v'en v'shalom et ha'chomish.
So according to this, we'll come to it a little later on. Tosus brings in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah. It's also a Mishnah over here on the Lamed Aleph Amid Beis. Ha'echel Trumas Chametz v'Pesach b'Shogim Mishalim Karen Chomesh b'Mezid Pater Meitashlumin. Right, it's a Mishnah here. Okay, but it's also a Mishnah in Trumas. You're correct. So Tosfos will talk about it as well. Everyone's going to talk about it. We'll come to that.
Okay.
But according to this understanding, then we'd have to ask in the world of Truma, there's not a din of Kares. There's a din of Misi Bidei Shamayim. That when you eat Truma B'mezid, you're Chayav Misa Bidei Shamayim. Would Rav Nechunya ben Hakana also say his principle in the world of Misa Bidei Shamayim? It's not exactly. That's a machokes Abaye and Rava in Ksuvas. So if we say like Abaye, that Rav Nechunya ben Hakana's halacha would apply even in Misa Bidei Shamayim, then we would have a parallel case to the world of Me'ila. Here we have Chametz and Me'ila. There you have Chametz and Truma. So just as over here, B'mezid, there would be no Me'ila, but B'shogeg, there would be. So also over there, B'mezid, there would be no payment because it's included, and B'shogeg, there would be. An economic, that would be exactly parallel. That's what the Ravid and the Ramban, they're all talking about the case of Truma, because they're assuming that we have the same principle. Okay, so far so good? Okay. Now let's see another option within Rashi. Namely, what we tried to explain Rashi, we found an option within Rabbi David, the Ramban, and the Ravid. However, the Baal Hamor doesn't go in that direction. Let's look in the Baal Hamor. And of Zayin of the days. With the aleph is of the Ravid. You have that aleph with like a half a bracket, about eight lines down. In the Baal Hamor, in the Mor HaKatan and of Zayin of the days. About eight, nine lines down, you have two dots and then an aleph of Rashi script with a bracket. Hodatanya. You see it?
The aleph with the bracket.
Yeah, okay, fine. Hodatanya ha'ochel chametz shel hekdesh b'moed mo'al v'yesh omrim lo mo'al. Now skip down one, two, three, four, five lines. V'yesh omrim, the sphere laker of Nechunya ben Hakana. That the Manda Amar of Loma al Holder of Nehudim ben Akana, Hilkach, im hizid b'chametz, v'shagag b'hekdesh patur. Right? That we have over here a case of Kares, and we have Me'ila, shagag b'hekdesh patur. That's Rashi's case. Then he continues, v'kol shekain shehizid b'shnehem. That then, and there would be no chiyuv of mamon. We'd have Rav Nechunya ben Akana's halacha, there'd be no chiyuv of mamon at all. V'im shagag b'shnehem chayav. Then, if shagag b'shnehem, we would have a chiyuv. Ay, af agav de kaimelon chiyuv e misos shogegim v'davar acher patur. We have a din of Tana de Bechizkiya. Shiny hacha shahatashlumin likapara nitnu umitoch shenitna shigas kodesh likapara nitna afshigas chametz likapara. What over here is the Baal Hamor saying? Again, our problem was what does Rashi do with Tana de Bechizkiya? So the approach of Rabbeinu David and the Ravid and the Ramban was that Tana Bechiski doesn't apply to Kares. Tana Bechiski only applies to Mises Bezdin. That was their approach. That's not what the Baal Hamor is saying. What is the Baal Hamor saying? Does Tana Bechiski apply to the world of Kares? Sure. Why not? We say the world of Kares is like the world of Misa. There the Chimena Kona says, Asa Yom HaKippurim Kishabbos. So if Yom HaKippurim is like Shabbos, just as on Shabbos he didn't come with Rabbinei, in Kares you have din of Kamei Drabinei. Just as in the world of Shabbos you have din of Tana de Bechizkiya, so also we should have a din of Tana de Bechizkiya in the world of Kares. Why not? What would Tana de Bechizkiya mean in the world of Kares? How would we, in other words, because we just said this a minute, isn't Tana de Bechizkiya din in Bezdin? Isn't that the way that Rashi seems to imply? That's the way we learned the Maharshal. What would Tana de Bechizkiya mean to if we wanted to apply it to Kares? What would we say? What would pater the mamon? We're not dealing over here with the din of Beis Din patering the mamon, because Beis Din doesn't apply to the world of Kares. Nachon, the Maisa Aveira. That when you do a Maisa Aveira of Kares, then mamon is not in the picture. Whether you're going to get the Kares or whether you're not going to get the Kares, the Maisa Aveira that you're doing, eating Chametz on Pesach, is not going to be Machayev Mamon. Any Maisa Aveira which is going to bring about Kares is not going to bring about a Chiyuv of Mamon. The Maisa Aveira. What? Any Maisa Aveira which could bring, then what's the Chumra of the Maisa Aveira? Right. It's not the punishment of Kares which takes away the Chiyuv of Mamon, but rather the Maisa Aveira of Kares which takes it away. Or, if you want to be very, very Balabatish, you could say, why should Shogeg be more Chamor than Mezid? If in Mezid I wouldn't be Chayav Mamon, all of a sudden if I'm Shogeg, I'm Chayav Mamon, namely that the din of Tana de Bechizkia is simply coming to just make a low pluk. There's no svara behind it. As far as it's not fair. It's not fair that if a person does something b'mezid, he gets away with murder, he doesn't pay money, and because he does it b'shogeg, now he has to pay money? There's a certain lack of symmetry over here. So all Tana de Bechizkia did was make a symmetry, no svara at all. So again, if Tana de Bechizkia is a din in Beis Din, like we posited for the Maharshal, then we'll say it doesn't apply to Kares. That was the svara we gave for the Rabbi Nodavid and the Raivid and the Ramban. However, now we're saying, like Tosfos, Tana de Bechizkia does apply to Kares. Tana de Bechizkia does apply to Kares. It's not a din in Beis Din. It's a din that a Maisa Aveira Chamura is not going to be Mechayev Mamon. Or Tana Bechizkia simply said that we're not going to let this person get away with why should the Shogeg be worse than the Mezid? Why should the Shogeg have more obligations than the Mezid? Echshelo Yiyeh, the rule is Tana de Bechizkia applies to Tana de Bechizkia applies in the world of Kares. Tana de Bechizkia applies in the world of Kares. So why then did Rashi insist on setting up the situation with an ukimta that we have over here, Mezid? Why not just leave it the regular case, like Tosfos? We're dealing with Shogeg. You ate the Chametz b'Shogeg, and you were Moel b'Shogeg, and Tana de Bechizkia says that you're Pater from Mamon. Why can't we apply the din of Tana de Bechizkia to the world of Me'ila? So here, Balamor explains, because we're dealing over here with a payment of kapara. Shaini hacha shehatashlumin lekapara nitnu. Umitoch shenitna shigigas kodesh lekapara, nitna gam shigigas chametz lekapara. What is the whole din of coming midrav minei? What is the whole din of Tana de Bechizkia? That when you have a chiyuv of Misa, there is no Tashlumei Mamon. Here this is not Tashlumei Mamon. This is Kapara. Kapara is not Tashlumei Mamon. Tashlumei Mamon is when I hurt someone, I owe him money. I'm not paying Hekdesh money because I hurt Hekdesh, because I owe Hekdesh money. I was over an Aveira, and I want to be Miskaper. And the way I'm being Miskaper for being Nenefem Hekdesh is bringing a Kapara, Karen Chomesh and Osham. Why should Tana de Bechizkia, why should Kamei Drabani affect this at all? So that over here is the Hesber of the Baal HaMor for Rashi. Namely that B'Ikaron, Rashi agrees with Tosfos, that in normal cases, when you have Kares, you're going to have Tana de Bechizkia. Kares b'shogeg is going to remove chiyuvei tashlumen. What it's not going to remove are chiyuvei kapara. Kapara is not tashlumen. Tashlumen is tashlumen, and kapara is kapara. That even though over here, as I understand it, in other words, ma shigigas kodesh li kapara nitna. Afshi gas chametz l'kapara. That the that Ashi Gaschame Tzul Kapara. Yes.
The text is clear that he's paying for something. There was the kafara is that he's mashlim what he took. He was masir from Hector, so he has to pay back the Hector, and that's a kafara. But it's not so clear. It wouldn't be so obvious that by chometz he wasn't masir anything. He in other words, so he's saying that I understand the kafara, that you need a kafara for what you took away from Hektesh. So he extends it then to Chometz, but because by Chometz it isn't that clear, because he wasn't machzir anything, it was being older than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So
Nashig Gas Kodesh Lekapara Nitna Ashig Gas Chometz the kapara.
Does it mean kodesh in general? So to when you have the kodesh of chametz and hektish in the kapara?
I think so, but in other words, what you were asking is what's the havamina not that way.
Right.
What's the havamina? Yeah, I mean, what's the havamina not? What over here is the adding? We're dealing over here with the mi'ila aspect of eating the chametz. That's what, you know, that we're dealing with. You ate the chametz of hektish. So we're dealing with the again, what he says is right, but why does he bother to say it? I'm not certain.
Maybe because he might have thought that it's not, doesn't have any value. Maybe.
But we, the bottom line.
We're assuming there is.
No, we're assuming it is because of Darva Grama Mama. That's not the. You know, what we're dealing over here, that when.
According to him, you don't need Darva Grama Mama. Is he a real estate?
Excuse me?
He's in Rabbi
Yossi. Yes.
So you don't need
the Rabbi Yossi. Okay, this is it. But, you know, that's, you know, it's a technical point. But the point is that we're dealing over here where theoretically, again, we're dealing over here with a case we asked, in other words, that why Yet Yishamim Gom Mo'al? So we say that this is like that we have a din of kares. When we have kares, then there is no tashlumin. What it would be if we had the world of shogeg, that should also remove the tashlumin. So here we say that the tashlumin of me'ila b'shogeg, the tashlumin of me'ila b'shogeg is for kapara. No. And it happens that you're eating chametz, and that's also kapara. I don't know what's being added. And then the Balamor continues. How did the Balamor know this? Well, where did he see that kapara is excluded from the world of tashlumin? So here he brings in punkt the Mishnah that Yehuda Singer mentioned a minute ago, but our Mishnah. And he says that how do we know this? He points out that, one second, where were we? Ukahai gavna. Ukimna masnisim lekaman, kurav Yosi haglili, ukurav nechunya menakana. The Tanan ha'ochel trumas chametz bePesach. Here we pointed out that your chayav misa bidei shamayim. Were you to eat it b'mezid? So b'shogeg meshalim keren v'chomesh b'mezid pater menatashlumim. Why are you pater menatashlumim b'mezid? Because your chayav misa bidei shamayim. This is Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We compare misa bidei shamayim to kares. Your patron tashlumin. So why then in shogeg are you chayav? Don't we have Tana de Bechizkia that whenever you have a ptur b'mezid, you also have a ptur b'shogeg? We're talking about truma. Paying truma is also a world of kapara. Namely, you didn't steal from the world of Kohanim. What, in other words, Truma is not a din in Mamonos. Truma is a din in Kedusha. It's a din in Iser. It's Osir for a Zar to eat Truma. When he eats Truma B'mezid, he needs Kapara. What's his Kapara that he has to take? That would apply even if we have the din of Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Even in the world, Kamid Ravine is only Mafkia Tashlumin. Kamid Ravine is not Mafkia Kapara. So we have over here, according to the Baal Hamor, two situations where we're going to have an exception to the rule. Even though the rule is Chiyuvei Kares is Pater from Tashlumin. Chiyuvei Karos Shogegin is also Pater from Tashlumin, like Tosfos. We have a din of Tana Bechiskia, but not in the world of Me'ila, not in the world of Truma. Both of these are Kapara. That's the Shita of the Baal Hamor. The Rashi over here is not, as we explained earlier, that Tana de Bechiski doesn't apply to Kares. Tana de Bechiski applies to Kares. However, it doesn't apply to Tashlume Kapara. And we have two situations of Tashlume Kapara. Okay. Before we see the theory of learning Rashi, this Baal Hamor is not accepted by Tosfos. If you look back now in Tosfos on Daf Keftes and Meralef, if you recall, Tosfos learned our Gemara like Tana de Bechizkiya, that the reason that there is a Petur in the world of Me'ila is because Chiyuvei Miso Shogim Petur Min HaTashlumin Hu HaDin Chiyuvei Kare Shogim Petur Min HaTashlumin. That's the way Tosfos learned our Gemara, that in the world of Me'ila, not like Rashi, in the world of Me'ila, if we're dealing over here with Shogeg, Shogeg would patter you from Tashlumin. Go back to the middle of the Tosos, the previous Tosos, Tosos Yvisko Mando Amar, one line above where you have parentheses Lamed Alpha Medes, Vim Tomar, Vaha Amar Lekaman Ha Ochel Trumas Chomets Vepesach Bishogig Mishalim Karen Vachomesh, Umukmina Lekrav Nakunya, Vafilu Hachi Machayev Betashlumen, Mishum dechihechi dro miftar mitashlum mishum chiyuv misa de truma hachinami lo miftar mishum kares shel chametz, as opposed to me'ila. Tosfos was bothered. In me'ila we say that in shogeg you're pater mitashlumen, and over here in chametz we say bechametz of truma you are chayev betashlumen b'shogeg. What happens in the din of tana de bechizkiya? Tosfos answers v'omeri tashlume truma machmas kapara hein, as opposed to Tashlume Me'ila. Tashlume Truma Machmas Kaparahem. And therefore, the Tana de Bechisya doesn't apply to it. And therefore, Ein Kares Potro Mishum Kame Midrav Mine. However, in the world of Me'ila, there the next also said that we have a principle that just as Chiyuvei Misa Shogim Petur Min HaTashlumin Hu Adin Kares Rav Nechunya. Namely, Tosfos agrees with the rule of the Baal Hamor, but not the application. Tosfos agrees that Tashlume Kapara, there's no din of Kavid Rav Mine. However, that applies to the world of Truma, not to the world of Me'ila. Namely, we have over here a Machlokes between Tosfos and the Baal Hamor, that everyone agrees that Tana de Bechizkiya, namely that Chiyuvei Misos Shogigim, that brings a Ptur Tashlumin. Comes along Tosfos and the Baal Hamor, and they say also that Chiyuvei Krisos Shogigim is Ptur Min HaTashlumin. However, Tosfos and the Baal Hamor also say that this does not apply. However, Chiyuvei Krisos Shogegim is Chayav the Kapara. A payment of Kapara, that would apply. They distinguish between Tashlumen and Kapara. What is Tashlumen and what is Kapara? So according to Truma, both according to Tosfos and the Baal Hamor, is Kapara. When you move over to Me'ila, here according to Tosfos, it's Tashlumen. And according to the Bava Mor, this is kapara. This is the machlokes over here between Tosfos and the Bava Mor. They both agree in the principle that we apply Tanda Bechiski also to the world of Koris. And Koris is part of an Tashlumen. Tosfos says, therefore, there's no Chiyuv Me'ila. The Bava Mor says, no, Kum Fakir. Were we to have a case of Shogeg, we would have Me'ila. Because Me'ila is kapara. What about Truma? Truma, there, v'shogeg yirchayim. Why? Because that's kapara. What over here is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Baal Hamor, whether Me'ila is a payment of Tashlumen or a payment of kapara? No, this Me'ila you're already experts in. So we pointed out, this is the world of Me'ila. Is Me'ila a din of Gezel, or is Me'ila, again, a din of changing the Yi'ud? If Me'ila is a din in Gezel, that the payment that you're paying, the Karen, that's Tashlumen. You know, if you steal from a person, you steal from Hekdesh, it's an Indian of stealing, Gazal Shavu Pruta. If Me'ila is a din of changing the Yi'ud, of changing the direction, that's an Iser. And on that you need Kapara, that's not a din of Tashlumen. The question is, how to view Me'ila? When this person is eating Chametz of Hekdesh on Pesach, is he stealing from Hekdesh, and that's why he's paying the Karen? Or is he being over an Iser of eating kachim that should have been brought, should have been used, the money should have been used for better kabayit? That's his problem of Me'ila, and he needs on that kapara. That's the machol. In other words, the same macholkas we have in the Or Sameah and Rav Chaim, etc. We have another example of how this would work out lehalacha. Okay, so far within Rashi we have two understandings. Rashi did not want to apply Tana de Bechiskia for some reason to the world of Me'ila. So according to Rabbeinu David and the Ramban and the Ravid, it's because we don't apply Tana de Bechiskia to the world of Kares. The moment we have Kares, then there is not going to be Tana de Bechiskia. According to Tosfos, not Pitom. We apply Tana de Bechiskia to the world of Kares. However, it could very well be that maybe we can agree in Tosfos in principle, and still not apply it to Me'ila, because we say that Me'ila is Kapara. That's the Baal Hamor. He agrees with Tosfos in principle, but he views Me'ila as Kapara. Tosfos says, no, Me'ila is classic Tashlumen. We apply it on the Beit Hiskia to the world of Me'ila. Yes?
Yeah. What exactly is the category of Kapara? Let's say for Gezela, if you want to do Tshuva, I assume you have to pay back the Karen, the Kefel, then you can go ahead and do Tshuva. I'm saying, like, how is Tashlumen not a Kapara? Like, what exactly is the collect between...
The question is, what is the character of your payment? Is your payment is your payment filling in for a loss that you caused? You caused a loss to X, and therefore you are obligated to fill in that loss. That's what we call tashlumen. You are mashlim. You are mashlim. You are filling in the loss that you caused. When you break someone's window, you're chayev lahashlim to fix the window, your chayev, that's called tashlumen. If you do tshuva and you ask for mechila, you're also going to get a kapara for your avera. But the payment is tashlumen. The payment is filling in the window. So we have, sometimes the payment is not because you caused any loss. When you eat truma, to whom did you cause a loss? To shevet kahuna? To whom did you cause a loss? Every particular Kohen, in other words, it's not, it's, in other words, the Truma, when you're Mafresh Truma, it doesn't belong to the Kohen, it belongs to you. You have Tovas Hana, you can give it here, you can give it there, etc. When you go ahead and eat the Truma, then you're over an Avera. In other words, that's an Iser for a Zar to eat Truma. When you pay a Keren, that's your Kapara, that's an atonement for the Iser that you were over. It's not this, in other words, when I eat Joey's sandwich, so I was mazik, his sandwich. I ate his sandwich, I have to pay him nezik. But if I eat truma, that's not Joey's sandwich, that's truma. There's an iser to eat truma. Truma has a certain level of kedusha. I was machalel, the kedusha of truma, by me as a zar eating it. There, when the Torah says that I pay, that payment is a kapara for the avera that I did. In terms of if I ate the sandwich of hekdesh, so here we have a question, how do we view Me'ila? Is Me'ila a gezel of Hekdesh? And then I have to fill in, I'm paying Tashlumen. Or do we say, no, you can't be gozel from Hekdesh. Hekdesh called, in other words, it's not Shach Gezel. But what? You were over an Easter, that this sandwich was supposed to have been sold and the money was going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, and here you went ahead and you ate the sandwich. That's an Easter. And on that, you need a kapara. There's two different perspectives of how to view Me'ila. Truma certainly is kapara, and the world of Nezikin or Gezel certainly is a world of Tashlumin. Okay. The third approach to Rashi is the approach that we find in the Ktzos, and with this we'll call it a day. A lot of material, but it's not, you know, it's all simply to understand Rashi. We have a question within Rashi. Why, if we're dealing with a case of Me'ila, which is Shogeg, and you were dealing with Chiyuv, in other words, why don't we say that Chiyuv, just as we say Chiyuv Misa Shogeg in our Pater Men Tashlum, why did Rashi also continue and say Chiyuv Krisa Shogeg in should be Pater Minatashlumin? That was a question we asked. One answer was, we don't say it. That the whole din of Tanah Hiskel doesn't apply to Kares. It only applies to Nisa, not to Kares. Second answer is, no, it applies to Kares, but only Tashlumin, not Kapara. The third answer is the answer that the Ktzos gives. That the concept of Chiyuv Nisa Shogegim, Chiyuv Krisa Shogegim, this is all the din of Tanah Hiskel. What is the din of Tanah Hiskel? Tanah Hiskel, we pointed out, is the din that Beis Din can't enforce. But what is there? What is there on the table? Okay, Beis Din can't enforce it, but what is there? Achiyav Lotzeis Yidei Shamayim. Achiyav Lotzeis Yidei Shamayim. That still exists in Tanah Debei Chizkiyah. What are we talking about over here? A person who was Moel. He wants to bring the Keren Chomesh and Asham. He wants to be Miskater. And there is a chiyuv, so that's why it's not, you know, we can't think about it's pattering from Tashlumin. Here we have a din of enachinami. We can't force him, we can't enforce the chiyuv, but lotes yidei shamayim, there is. This person, what is he doing? He's coming to Beis Din and says, I was Moel, the shogeg, I want atonement. I want to give Keren, Chomesh, and Asham. So give it. When we're dealing with the din of Kama B'Rabba Minei, there, according to the Maharshal, there's no din of Lasei Sidei Shemayim. There's no chiyuv. There's nothing to give. Masha'en Ken over here, the moment that we have the din of Tana de Bechiskiya, then there is a chiyuv Lasei Sidei Shemayim. That's according to the Ksos. That's all that we need. The moment that there's a Lasei Sidei Shemayim, this person wants to give Karen Chomesh V'Asham Lasei Sidei Shemayim. So he'll give it. No. This is nothing to do with the Baal Hamor. The Baal Hamor says that we have over here that the din of Tanah Bechisa does not apply to the world of Kapara. It applies to the world of Tashlumen. This is not a question over here, is the Karen a Tashlumen or is the Karen a Kapara? Even if the Karen is a Tashlumen according to the Ktzos, even if it's Tashlumen. But there's a Chiyuv, Lotzeis Yidei Shamayim on the Tashlumen. Right? This is not the difference distinguishing between maybe in Achinavi that Me'ila is a din of Tashlumin. You're stealing from Hekdesh. But now you want to give it back. Is there a din to give it back? Is it meaningful to give it back? It's meaningful. There's a Chiyuv Lotzeis Yidei Shamayim. The Chiyuv is there. It only just can't be enforced. Once the Chiyuv is there, that's all that Rashi is saying. So if the Chiyuv is there, then he can pay. So that's how Rashi says set up an Ukimta where there is where he ate the Chametz B'Mezid. And we're dealing with Kamei B'Drabmi. And Kamei B'Drabmi, there is no Chiyuv. And that's why there would be no Tashlumin. But the moment that we're dealing with the world of Shogeg, so this is a din of Lasis De Shamayim. That's the direction of the Ktzos. The Nesivus doesn't like it at all. He feels that the Ktzos created a Frankenstein in terms of this Maharshal. That the all the Maharshal is speaking about, according to the Nesivos, is as to whether there's a din of Tfisa or not. That in Mezid there's no din of Tfisa, and Shogeg there's a din of Tfisa. But in terms of Lasei Shamayim, there, both in Mezid and in Shogeg, there's Lasei Shamayim, so you can't distinguish according to the Ksos between Shoget and Mezid, that in other words, he simply disagrees with the whole approach of the Ksos to the Maharshal and his desire to apply it in our sugya. Okay, so we have then over here we have a principle of Tana de Beit Hizkiya. This is our principle. The Rashi ignores this principle. Why does Rashi ignore the principle of Tana de Beit Hizkiya in our sugya? So one answer is because our sugya is talking about karis, and there's no din of Tana de Beit Hizkiya but karis. That would be the what I would call the simple way of learning Rashi. That's the Ravid and that's the Baal Hamor, and I'm sorry, that's the Ravid and that's the Ramban and that's Reino David. That Tana de Chisid does not apply to the world of Karis, and we explained it, I think, very clearly. Tana de Chisid didn't invest in, Karis has nothing to do with Besdin, and therefore Rashi ignores it. Tosfos brings it in, kind of right, he understood it. Tana de Chisid is not a din in Besdin if he wants to apply it to Karis. It's a din in the Maisa Aveira Chamura, it's a din in Lopul, nothing to do with Besdin. But within the whole framework that the Ksos built, the Chokas in Rashi and the Maharshal, etc., there's room to say that Tana de Chisid is din in Besdin does not apply to Karis. The Baal Hamor agrees with Tosfos and says Rashi agrees with Tosfos. The Tana de Chisid does apply to Karis, but he says that only applies to Karis that popped from Tashlumin. But Me'ila is a din in Kapara. But Me'ila is a din in Kapara, and that's why Rashi doesn't bring in Tana de Beit Hizkiya. It's not going to help us in the world of Kapara. That's the Baal Hamor. Tosfos disagrees. He says Me'ila is a din in Tashlumin. Tana de Beit Hizkiya removes Tashlumin. The third approach is that Tana de Beit Hizkiya still allows for a chiyuv latei sidei shamayim. And our whole sugya is talking about a person who wants to be Yosei Dei Shemayim. He wants to bring a korban, he wants to bring Karen, he wants to bring Chomesh. And so what good will it say to say that Tana de Beit Hizkiya means we can't enforce the chiyuv? We're not talking about here enforcing a chiyuv. We're dealing with the person who wants to bring. And so just like if a person wants to pay Tashlumin, Yosei Dei Shemayim, he can. So also over here, he wants to bring Karen Chomesh, he can. There's a din of Yosei Dei Shemayim. That's exactly what, that even the Maharshal who disagrees, the Kamavid Ravine, agrees that Tana de Beit Hizkiya is a din of Lasei's Yidei Shemayim. That's the approach of the Ksos. So one of these three are the reasons why Tana de Beit Hizkiya is not a factor in Asugi according to Rashi. Tosfos, we saw, disagrees. He holds Tana de Beit Hizkiya applies to our sugya. That's why our sugya is, in other words, applies in the world of pure shogeg. You don't have to come on to Kimtot because of Tana de Beit Hizkiya. Now, Tana de Beit Hizkiya applies even to Karis. Tana de Beit Hizkiya applies even to the world of Me'ila, because Me'ila is Tashlum and not Kapara, and he doesn't bring in at all the issue of Lasei Shemayim. That is nothing, in other words, Chora, that is not, in other words, Tosfos understands that in Tana de Beit Hizkiya we have a Ptur, we don't have a Chiyuv on the table at all, and therefore it applies even within our Sugya. Okay, we'll stop over here. Where we have to, in other words, we pointed out that we had three dinim that were introduced in our sugya. One is the din of Nechunya ben Akana, that's the din that we discussed today. The second is the din of whether we say Poden Sakachin Lahachilan Leklavim. And the third is the din of Davar Gama Mamon, in the order of the sugya. So we'll take them one by one. So next time we'll talk about Ein Poden Es Sakachim. Over here, I'll give you my makamas, but basically we have over here Rashi and Tosfos al Atar, they quote the Gemara in Tmura, which is the source of this halacha. The Maharam Chalva'a is an important Rishon to see over here. The Baal Hamor is Kedai to see over here, and Rabbeinu David. Okay, those I think we're dealing over here with understanding the sugya, so the Rambam is not going to play a role. Also Rabbeinu Hananel. I'll write it up for you, but basically the Rashi, Tosfos, Rabbeinu Hananel, Maram Chalva, Rabbeinu David, and the Baal Hamor. I think that's in terms of Poden, and then we'll deal with Davar Gama Mamon in terms of the, that's a little bit off the daf, but since the Gemara brings it in over here, I don't know where else we're going to reach it, so we'll see it in terms of the Sugis and Baba Kama, and Sugis and Shavuos. Okay, and then after that, Im Yitzhak Hashem will move over into the world of Beetle, Min Bimino, Min Bishen Amino. So those of you who are learning Yeridea, hopefully it'll be a good Chazara after your Bechina. Okay.
Next year will be Yitzhak Hashem a week from today.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7